Maybe not. We might just go to this one here. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 5 in the King James Bible. If you can put that up there. You can go with me if you want, please. Always bring your Bible. Your Bible is where every answer is. Your Bible is your power. Your Bible is what you need. And in my, since 1971, as being a believer, the one thing that I found that has been left out is most people do not have a grasp or do not live by the Word of God. See, it's not enough to just have your needs met physically and have a few bucks in the bank and have a car that's running today. The Word says, man shall not live by bread alone. What he means by that is man will not have the fruit of the Spirit with his joy, peace, long-suffering, joy in any situation, whatever's happening to you. That joy leads you out of bad stuff. See, when the devil sees that you're going to still rejoice, you're still going to lift up your hands and worship God, when he sees that, that's called resisting the devil. And if you resist the devil, he has to, that's right, he has to flee from you. That's just the truth. You're more special than the devil told you you were. See, I'm going to tell you how special you are. We're in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. And it came to pass that as he, Jesus, was praying in a certain place, and you know what? Jesus is recorded as praying more than any human being in the Bible. There's more recordings of Jesus praying. And you know what? He was the Son of God. And let me tell you what he came here to do. He came here. He is the one that came here to restore mankind and God the Father and bring them together. And he brought them together right there, right at that cross. He hung between earth and heaven, and he brought back restoration to mankind. And when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us how to pray, like John the Baptist also taught his disciples how to pray. And Jesus said, all right. He said, okay, when you pray, say, our Father. Somebody say, my Father. Say, my Father. Say, the Creator God. Now, if you don't want to say it, I'm not going to make you. But if you want to grow, you're going to grow by the creative power of your tongue, just like your tongue's made in the image of God. How did he create this world? He created it with what he spoke. I want you to say, my Father loves me and has given me power, and he wants to answer all of my prayers. Thank you, Father. I am learning how to pray all my problems away. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those, I would recommend that you pray like this here. I would recommend, this is one of the outlines to great power and release. I would pray this prayer by myself, and this is how I would pray it. My Father, which is in heaven. See, you're identifying. You're not talking about your earthly father. You're not talking about any man. You're talking about God, the Creator Father, your Father. He's the father of everyone born again. And he is not the father of the children of the devil. Jesus made that plain in John chapter 8. Read it for yourself at another time. Not right now. My Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. May earth be like heaven. May it be filled with your will and purpose, Father. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. deliver me from evil. That literally means in the Greek language, the original language, deliver me from the evil one. Deliver me from Satan, who is looking for somebody. He walketh about as a roaring lion, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resists steadfast, and realize everybody's going through that. That's what it says in 1 Peter chapter. Everybody's going through that. And everybody's programmed to win. This says you win. This is what you got to know. You cannot afford the luxury of somebody having somebody do, you're praying for you. Now, Dan Parsons used to say this, I'll let the birds do my singing. I'll let the moles do my digging. But I'm going to pray for myself. Now, Jesus, I'm going to define the Trinity. Jesus is your Savior. God the Father is not your Savior. God the Holy Spirit is not your Savior. See, you gotta know something enough that you know what is and what isn't. And if you're missing, I don't know if I can say that. Something might fall from the sky, or I don't know what's gonna happen. But the Word says, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And Jesus said, the Word is the truth. And man cannot live by bread alone. He has to live by the Word of God also. Jesus is your Savior, and Jesus is your High Priest. I mean, the Word says, he ever liveth to make intercession for those who are heirs of salvation. He ever liveth. I believe pretty much that means in heaven, he's not going to stop being your high priest. The absence that's in heaven is this. There is no tempter in heaven. There is no death in heaven. The Word of God said this in the last part of Revelation, I saw the dead, small and great. They were all gathered before the throne. They were all judged out of what was in the books. And anybody whose name was not found in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the final destination of everybody that kept saying no to God. Then he said something, you got to read it for yourself. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. There's only one person that can do that. That's God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus is your Savior. He died to bring you and the Creator Father back together. Now, the Holy Spirit is your comforter, your guide, one of your counselors. He gives you the counsel of God the Father and God the Son. And the Holy Spirit is your power, according to the book of Acts. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses everywhere on earth, close by and far away. One of the signs of a believer is they share their faith and they have great joy. If you want to see about 30, 40 believers get together and just the joy that's there, you come on Wednesday when we're giving out those meals. Man, we have such a great time. I was driving from Subiaco, heading this way, and it was a great overcast. I said, Eli, is it supposed to is this supposed to rain today? He goes, no. He looked on his phone. He says, it's like 1-2%, Brother Angelo. And I said, man, look what God has done for us. And I got here. And I said, well, surely it'll go away. Did it last as long as y'all was here? I said, you know what? I think God's with us today. When I prayed at the end there, right before I left, I said, Romans 8:31 says, if God is for you, who can be against you? And God gave us the right weather today. We just breezed on through it. Little Bernice, she's 96 years old. I got behind her and put my arms around her. I said, hello, young lady. And she said, hello, old man. She said, if you can call me a young lady, I'm going to call you an old man. Is that okay? I said, you can call me anything you want me to. Just don't call me late for dinner. Amen? Jesus is your Savior and your High Priest forever. The Holy Spirit is your power, your comforter, your helper, your guide, and God the Father is the parent to everybody that is born again. And we are sure, those that stand behind this pulpit, that there are born again believers in every faith. This is a truly interdenominational church. We don't have a bone against anybody. And you should know that. When you leave, that's who you are. If this is who you are, that's what you are. We ain't got no, what does that mean? We ain't going to argue over anything with people. Any kind of doctrine, eternal security, damnation, hell, the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. None of it. We're not going to get on Facebook and joust it out with people. You know why? Because we're the body of Christ. We're not the whole body of Christ. And the arm cannot say to the foot or the ear to the hand, I don't need you. See, we need them. You know what the truth is? We need them, people. You know how messed up the devil has got us? We don't realize that all the time. I'm chief guilty of it, man. I was just very unhappy. But you know what? God said, son, you're one of the ones I want to use to put people together. And he began to tell me things in the secret place. And he woke me up one night and said, you know what, Angelo? You know this for sure. There's born-again people in every denomination I've had you preach at. And I've preached in many of them. All of them. And I believe that. And I want you to believe that. I want you to know that's the truth. I want you to know God doesn't want you to be mad at anybody but the devil. Many years ago, I was in Holiness Church, and there was an older gentleman at the altar, and he was saying, we hate you, devil. We hate you. We hate you, devil. In the name of Jesus, we hate you. And I don't know if I said it out loud, if I just thought it. I said, right down, brother. We hate that devil. Why? Because he's destroying your family, isn't he? He's destroying my family. He's destroying our neighbors, isn't he? Who's destroying? Is God doing that? Or is the devil doing that? The devil's doing that. Okay. So, and God is the parent of all the born again. Now, when you embrace all three of them, you embrace the Trinity. Now, I've got enough time. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says this. If my people, not your army, not your bankers, not your scientists, if my people, the ones who are called by my name, will do four things. Look with me. First of all, humble themselves. I've been trying. I got a problem with that. I'm not going to tell you all my secret sins, but some of them. I haven't been created here to go to war with anybody except the devil. Will humble themselves and pray. Now, we're here to learn. Don't kid yourself. I'm here to teach you how to pray and get answers, because I have spent since 1971 praying and getting answers to a great degree. And if I just started talking about that, I would offend some people. You'd say, well, you're just bragging. Well, if I'm bragging, I'm bragging on Jesus. I'm bragging on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Will humble themselves and pray. Now look at the next one. And seek my face. If Jesus had to seek his face constantly while he was in this earth, shouldn't we? Shouldn't there be times and seasons and days where we just can lay before God, where we can just be quiet and pour him, just tell him everything. Tell him everything that's bothering you. I'm bothered by sin. I'm bothered by this. I'm bothered by that. I'm bothered by anxiety. I'm having problems with fear. I was having anxiety this morning. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. I hope this doesn't make anybody mad, but what the heck, I make everybody. I just bought a new boat. And I was going to buy a new truck, but the Lord said, go ahead and buy it. Millie said, go ahead and buy it. I'll help you. And I said, you know, somehow that's not working. I don't want that. And I needed to find, I have to pick that boat up, not anytime this week, but probably early next week, I got to pick that boat up. And I could not find my papers to that boat. The boat title, the boat trailer. I want to tell you something. I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to tell you about it. I was coming to church. The boys were in the car. Millie was in the car. I said, Millie, give me your phone because I've lost mine again. Went to the phone, plink, plink, pop, 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 bada-beep, pop. There it is right over there, pretty close to where Millie thought it was. But it doesn't really bother me because people half my age lose their phone a lot. I'm not mentioning anybody's name in here. How many of you lose your phone sometimes on this side? I know this. I knew this was my church family right here. We got a lot in common. That's part of it. Amen? Now look at, I'm going to try to cause you to have fun and learn something no matter what. Now, if my people, not the army, not the president, not the bankers. See, some lawyers can win. Some doctors can heal. Your old banker can lend till your pockets are full, but if yours is the case of a sin-stricken soul, for the problems you face, there's only one place you can go. Whew. You got to go up that mountain where there still flows a fountain of sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow, because that same Jesus you heard of can take a black heart without love, wash it with red blood, and make it whiter than snow. So don't you gamble on life with your luck and your skill, because you can't pay the price that death's going to deal. For the Bible has planned who the loser's going to be. There's only two winning hands. They was nailed right up here to this tree. I'm talking about Jesus. The author and finisher of my life completely. Completely. And your life too. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. Now, here's part of getting your prayers answered. And you check out yourself if you're missing any of this. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Well, what is that heal their? Whatever's yours, he's going to heal it. He's going to work on it. He's going to fix it. He's going to change things. There's one other part. I'm not going to get to it tonight. Young people, all of you, come up here as part of the praise and worship team, please. Come up here. All the people that's part of the praise and worship team. And Where is the communion stuff still behind me?